Both ideas stem from utility construction plans that have hit repeated roadblocks under current state law. One addresses the concerns of Wisconsin Energy, whose proposed expansion of the Oak Creek power plant is currently tied up in court. Critics say the utility failed to present regulators with any clear alternative sites for new power plants when they drew up their plans. One of the proposals passed by the Assembly Energy Committee would drop that requirement. Chip Brewer is with SC Johnson, one of the companies that sued to block the Oak Creek plant. He says taking away that extra step is a mistake.
The law is in there to give regulators, both the PSC and environmental regulators, a chance to do a robust economic and environmental and community analysis of two proposals.
Still, the assembly panel approved the change unanimously. The other proposal would take local governments out of the picture when it comes to siting utility lines on public property. It would let the high-voltage line proposed by American Transmission Company in northern Wisconsin go forward as planned. Right now, the path of that line is in doubt because of an objection by the Douglas County Board. Republican Energy Committee Chair Phil Montgomery says there's no time to wait for the parties involved to reach a deal.
There are costs associated with delays. What you need to have in place is a system that is fair, equitable, and has an end to it.
Only one lawmaker objected to the plan in committee. It now heads to the full assembly for consideration. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.